Good morning, a Wednesday morning. That means Jeff Wilkin, veteran journalist for the Daily Gazette, joins us. Good morning, Jeff.
And good morning, Dave.
Well, there is a bit of good news amid what is often frightening information that comes with this COVID-19 pandemic. Jeff, let's start there.
All right. Well, it's from Schoharie County. A treatment developed by a Schoharie County researcher that's shown effectiveness against COVID-19 is days away from entering an important clinical trial that could be the next step forward. John McMichael, Ph.D., president and CEO of Beechtree Labs, developed treatment across multiple lines, TML, more than two decades ago, and it's passed two phase two trials from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration as a treatment for herpes infections. Recently, physicians in the Beechtree Labs network have begun using TML as an off-label therapy for coronavirus patients, and it's shown strong results with all reported patients recovering within 48 hours. Our anecdotal work, not under any trial conditions, shows that people usually get better, certainly within 48 hours, said McMichael, who holds PhDs in both immunology and virology.
Now let's take a general look at the COVID pandemic in New York, Jeff.
From Albany, in a further sign the COVID-19 pandemic is easing, in New York, the number of people hospitalized with the virus dropped for the first time since its presence was confirmed in the state on March 1st. It was a very small drop from the day before, statistically insignificant, but it was the first, Governor Andrew Cuomo said Tuesday morning during his daily briefing. "We think we are at the apex," he said. Once again, there was a terrible flip side. 778 New Yorkers dead in the previous 24 hours, among the highest single-day death toll the state has seen during the crisis. Schenectady County had its worst day yet, four deaths in 24 hours. That brings the local death toll to six men and six women, all older than 70.
His name is Jeff Wilkin, longtime veteran journalist with the Daily Gazette. You can read more at dailygazette.com. Jeff, stay safe. We'll be back with you next week.
Thanks, Dave.